Dubai Eye
103.8. A club in Dubai refused a woman entry because she wasn't wearing, wait for it, high heels. Turned out she wasn't the only one. Double Z.
Yeah, loads of posts and comments, not only on Twitter, but on other social media platforms as well, Facebook groups. In fact, in a Facebook group, people are saying they've been turned away by a doorman for looking a certain way. Not sure what that means. The way they were dressed, maybe, the color of their skin, the people they were with.
Googly eyes.
Googly eyes, definitely. Refuse entry. And it seems to happen to women a lot. So there's an element of sexism too. So it did mention some establishments, and I got the impression this is happening all across town, and ladies who go out a lot have experienced this at least once.
Are we going to be naming and shaming said establishments?
Hope not.
Oh, go on. It's a Thursday.
He's like,
let's shop them.
Give us
the
goss.
Not going to come from me. Let's hear from our callers and our listeners and our texters.
We've been asking people, the question we've been asking is, have you felt uneasy? Have you felt that you've been turned away at a door? Might have been to any establishment or event for that matter. And why? Has anyone actually given you a reason as to why you've been turned away? Please do share your experiences with us.
I know a friend of a friend who's been turned down because he was wearing sandals. But come on, they're about to go in a hotel, in a restaurant, in a hotel. So just sensible dressing would be reasonable.
So we went to this high-end club for a ladies' night for a friend's birthday. So it was that night. But we were turned away because some of them were dressed in jeans. They did not say the dress code. They just said the club is full when we could see party girls, you know, letting, they were being allowed, but we were turned away saying we did not make a reservation. When I had called in advance and checked, and they said there's no reservation required. The bouncer gave us one look up and down, and he was like, no, do you have reservation and all? And we felt miserable because it was a friend's birthday. To add to the fact that we were Indians.
You've been talking to our legal advisors, Zina Salameh.
Yes, I've been talking to Rebecca Kelly, a lawyer at Morgan Lewis, a friend of Dubai Eye, of course, and she confirmed that no establishment is allowed to refuse entry to anybody based on their looks. But there is a code of conduct in Dubai that requires, of course, modest dressing. We all know that. But in most cases, in these stories that we're hearing, modesty is not the issue. It's, you know, not wearing high heels and, you know, and looking a certain way. And, you know, in some cases, based on some comments I've read online, it's just really all about the way you look. And if you think you've been judged by the way you look, refuse entry to any establishment here, club, restaurant, mall, you can complain to the management or go to the police. That's for your legal advice from Rebecca Kelly of Morgan Lewis.
It's interesting, isn't it? Because this is a subject that is so deep in so many ways. Because I suppose if you read the small print of club policies, restaurant policies, venue policies, I'm sure the small print in most of these venues will say that access to said venue is at the discretion of those on the door, or the management have the right to allow access or prevent access to an event. The management's sort of front of house is invariably some sort of security man or woman for that case, and somebody with a clipboard alongside them who's choosing who comes in and who goes out. But at the end of the day, it is their choice as to who they let into a private establishment like that.
Mm-hmm. And they're basically judging each and every customer, diner, club goer that comes through that door. And the note on the policy, the note that they post
policies,
at the door, very vague.
Completely, yeah. And this is where, I mean, I think this whole conversation should be thrown into context by the fact that somebody not wearing high heels, is that reason enough to be denied access into a club or a venue or anywhere for that matter? That would suggest that people are being over selective on the door policy and going, okay, you're wearing flats tonight, so you're not coming in. We're only having girls wearing high heels tonight, if that's okay. Mm-hmm. That would, to me, be deemed to be discriminatory.
It is very discriminatory. And you're just talking about dress code. What about the way people look, where they're from, and lots of other reasons? And in fact, we've been talking to some people around the area, and here's what they have to say.
Indeed, we have. But about dress code, Dubai residents thinking that. Well, judging establishments judge you. They judge you on the door here because the way you dress, because the way you look as well. These Dubai residents think exactly that for good reason.
I got really annoyed when I went to an establishment. I was with three of our friends. Two of them were male and one was female. And just because there was two more males, we were turned away because we didn't have that balance in the group. And that was really annoying. And we were made to pay an extra 300 dirhams if we wanted to bring more males in. We didn't want to give them our business and we just went and found somewhere else that's free and more relaxed.
I have not experienced it, but I have seen it happen to people just because of the way they've dressed, the way they look or the certain people they're with, which is not nice. Everyone, like, they can be whoever they want to be. Do you know what I mean? We're all human at the end of the day.
So I've actually had this experience going into a club before. I was with four friends. We were in London. It was a friend's birthday. We'd got all dressed up, literally got to the door, and it was just a straight, no, you're not going in tonight. We were moved to the side of the queue, and that was it. To be honest, I try and steer away from going out here because I feel like you do get judged on how you're dressed. I'm used to going out and maybe wearing trainers, wearing jeans, and everybody loves to dress up here, and there's nothing wrong with it. You can dress however you like, but I just feel like you shouldn't be judged for the way you dressed.
Love that. I haven't heard that phrase for a while. Going out, there's going out, but then there's going out, isn't there? So who does go out? And if you are going out or out this weekend, what are you up to? Do send us your thoughts on this one. Is it something that you take into consideration planning your weekend escapades as well? The way you look, the way you dress, is that something that counts as to where you will be going or wanting to get into? Love to get your thoughts on this one. Anyone ever been turned away from a live concert? Anyone ever been turned away from a restaurant? Anyone been refused access onto a flight or boarding onto a flight because of the way you look or what you're wearing? If so, we'd love to hear from you. Let's get to some of those text messages. Andrew in Jumeirah Island saying, my wife was refused entry at a club. The doorman was so smug and he didn't even tell us the reason. I'm guessing it's because she didn't have any makeup on. Thank you, Andrew.
Thanks, Andrew. We've also got Sheetal in the marina. I've had at least three unpleasant experiences at establishments here. Just want to have a good time. I'm single. It seems you need to have a male companion to get into some places here, and I've stopped trying.
Ragda Indira has been in touch on 4001. All of these messages going into the mix to win prizes at the end of the show. Ragda saying, good on you, Ragda, for the text. Says, I'm on the heavy side, and bouncers don't seem to like big women. What are they afraid of? Thank you very much indeed, Ragda, for that one. Others coming through on 4001?
Yes, I was turned away from Ritz in London for having outdoor shoes on. My husband did question what other sort of shoes one would wear, but the doorman seemed confused. Needless to say, we did not get in. Thank you, Pam.
So it's not just here, that's for sure.
Uh-huh. And we've also got a text about Mr. Bean. Love the show. The two worst things in the world, celery and Mr. Bean, from Finn. Thank you. A follow-up from Finn. Great show as always. I think the two heroes that save lives should be recognized and awarded medals from Finn. She was talking about an earlier story that we discussed in the news. And we've got someone here who said at a club in Dubai, at the door, there were lots of Africans roaming around who had not been let in. My friend had warned me about it before, but didn't believe it existed. Tried to get a comment from management, but she wouldn't talk to us. Instead, sent a bunch of big bouncers. Definitely racially profiled.
Yeah, interesting text message that, because it's in several parts as well, and it doesn't mention the club, the venue here in Dubai, and we wouldn't, of course, hear without good reason or having done our due diligence on it as well. But interesting that there are so many sort of comments on the back of that. Well-known club here in Dubai had to call to confirm dress code in advance, so we were dressed appropriately. Also confirmed twice if we needed a reservation, they said no. Also confirmed if ladies are free, and they said yes. Get to the entrance, then they say you can't get in because you need a table. And the pattern was the same for all people of African descent trying to get into the venue. Several text messages to this same tune as well. Let's get to some of those thoughts now. These are the ones coming through on text. Louisa has been in touch saying, I was refused entry to a restaurant for not wearing high heels or clubbing gear. I complained to the company HQ and they were very, very good. They dealt with the incident so swiftly that I have newfound belief in calling out bad behaviour. The most annoying thing or upsetting thing about the incident was that I was told I wasn't in clubbing gear and yet I was trying to get into a restaurant. Louisa, thank you for that one.
Thank you, Mac Pinto. Not just how you're dressed, also how you look, what color your skin is, and how expensive your car, clothes, accessories are. Thank you, Simon. As a British white male, I won't go to the places where the door policy is sexist or racist. If more people took that attitude, it would stop soon. Thank you very much, Simon. Got a great point there.
Does this still exist in this day and age? It beggars belief, really, does it not? Especially when all you hear is how so many of these venues are struggling, restaurants filling to struggling to fill tables. We're seeing the pressures under which a number of bars and other venues are and clubs are around town at the moment. So do these policies still exist? If so, we'd love to hear your thoughts and experiences. Let's go to the lines now, where we can talk to one of the most influential residents of the UAE, a friend of us all. Sarah Hedler-Hymans joins us live on the line. Sarah, thanks very much indeed for joining us on the show this morning.
Thank you very much for a very warm welcome.
Listen, there's no way you've been refused entry anywhere.
I couldn't believe it myself, Tom, but it happened.
Really? Go on, paint the picture. What happened?
Well, it was a famous club brand from London, which opened here. Happily, it's closed down now. But this was only last year. And I went to the club with my friends, and we weren't allowed entry because we were wearing flat shoes. They were Chanel flats, but apparently we had to wear stilettos to be allowed in. I was furious, absolutely furious.
Which is extraordinary, isn't it? Because, you know, you've been kind enough to sort of not mention the brand. As you said, that brand has now moved on. It's closed here in the region, but still very very much in business in other parts of the world. But, you know,
and I wouldn't go to the London branch. I wouldn't go to any nightclub. And I think women should vote with their feet. Do not go to any nightclub that tells you how you ought to dress. These are dance clubs, Tom. Now tell me, what would you wear if you were going to a dance class? You would wear trainers. You would wear comfortable, sensible shoes, unless you were foolish. Mm. Now, the options that are given women, it's almost like you're there to be looked at, not to enjoy yourself. And in this day and age, that message will get you shut down. This is not an era where doorman can tell you that you have to wear stilettos, and those places need to be shut, and that's the long and the short of it.
That's a really good point, and I fully agree. I couldn't agree more about the sort of dancing element. I mean, it's bizarre people telling you what shoes you should be wearing anyway, especially if you're going in there to enjoy yourself, let your hair down and have a bit of a boogie as well. But who's responsible for these policies? Is it club management? Is it down to others, or is it the door? Is it the door staff?
It's club management. So the policy is handed down from the club itself. So they can't hide behind that, oh, sorry, that was a wrong doorman. Doesn't matter. You hired the doorman. Whatever they do or say, it's your policy. So you are responsible for their behavior as much as their own. So when we complained, we were told, oh, yeah, you know, sure, we'll sort that out. But, you know, the doorman's not going to say that. Like I say, there were Chanel shoes. We were very dressed up. We were ready for a big night out. So there was absolutely no misunderstanding here. The door policy was women have to be wearing stilettos. And that is, honestly, I'd never heard of that before. What's and also, I don't really think that's, you know, when you're trying to look sort of, you know, all clubby, I just think it's a funny day and age to go, oh, yeah, you have to wear stilettos. Just a bit, I don't know, is it the 80s still? I mean, that's not even fashionable, let alone sensible. So, I was furious.
And this is an event that not only has impacted your judgment of said venue here, but the brand worldwide.
Oh, worldwide, I wouldn't go to it. Yeah, I kicked up a big thing on social media, and everybody who had been going to that place was either saying they wouldn't go again or the same thing had happened to them.
Wow.
And you know, there's such a big thing about trying to get as many women in. You know, ladies' nights in this part of the world is a massive concept, much bigger than it is anywhere else in the world. So the idea is you want women to come to your venue, and really, women have a power in that sense then. Mm. So if women say, right, well, we're not going to go, we're going to boycott, we're going to talk about on social media every single venue that tells us we have to wear stilettos to go in, that rule will be changed, and that's the joy of social media. So, you know, hopefully we contributed in closing that place down here, and that was, you know, it was going very off the boil. And I do believe these are the reasons why, because, you know, there's certain things you can and can't say here, but on social media you can and do. And people do discuss it, and, you know, it's a warning to all clubs not to have any prejudicial policies, whether it's about your shoes, the colour of your skin, you know. I mean, I do understand if you're going to a five-star luxury restaurant and you're in flip-flops and a, you know, bikini sarong, that's a different matter. But when we're talking about deciding what type of shoes a person wears, then it's just gone.
No, Sahel's been in touch with us on that point. He said, look, morning all, how are you? I was turned away from a club because I was wearing flip-flops. I totally respect them and their decision. Sometimes they need to do these things just to keep the level of the club entry high. So Sahel being accepting there. We also had one from Lou, though, just on the back of what you were saying. Lou, who texted in a little earlier on, mentioned the fact that she'd been refused entry to a restaurant, a high-end restaurant, for not wearing clubbing gear or high heels as well. She's also come back, said she did in fact complain, caused a bit of a hoo-ha, and has sent a follow-up text message saying it's made me realise how critical it is in fact that we call out bad behaviour in a saturated marketplace with an array of fancy restaurants to choose from. Company HQs are desperate to make sure they come across as the most modern, the most forward-thinking. Any staff behaviour that makes guests feel uncomfortable or humiliated will not be tolerated. So again, that's that call to arms to, if you feel that you've been let down, if you feel that you've been discriminated against, then say something about it. Sarah, really appreciate your time this morning. Thank you so much indeed for joining us, and have yourself a lovely weekend, Sarah.
Thank you, I will, in my trainers.
This is Dubai Eye 103.8.